Coach, can you just talk about how proud you are of the team to be the first Patriot League team since 05 to go undefeated in conference play?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. I think we knew coming back this year that we had the talent to obviously compete and win and do well in conference. But I think as a coach, you never imagine you're going to win every single game, right? So I think there's highs and lows, there's extra inning games, there's close games, and I think we've been on the ropes at point, but it's a really, really resilient group who understood kind of the task at hand, and they take a lot of pride in playing on their field. So I knew goal one was obviously to get back to hosting the Patriot League tournament. So we get to kind of check a box and move forward into this week knowing that the next box to check is to obviously compete and do well in the Patriot League tournament.
And then, how pleased are you personally that to get that record, it was basically kind of the ones who don't get the spotlight. I mean, Larnett made two fantastic defensive plays. Kate Pryor had both RBIs, and Lizzie Avery, who kind of gets in the shadow behind Allie B and Casey Ricard, gets she's just the third pitcher all year to shut out Lehigh.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at our program, there's a lot of talent. And when I think, you start seeing the middle, the bottom of the lineup getting it done, when you start to see Lizzie competing and getting a lot of outs and keeping us in games, I mean, that's a really great sign of a really good team that has depth. And I think we've taken a lot of pride over the years in building that depth and getting that experience. And this senior class, like they do what they do, right? They're competitive, they play hard, and they've been leading all year. And it's, I feel like that torch is kind of being passed. Someone like Brooke has stepped up immensely because she feels confident to play with these kids. Casey has stepped up immensely because she knows she has Allie and Lizzie, behind her, and they have her back. So I can't say enough about the senior class. I was just so excited for Lizzie Avery today to execute and see that game through. And I think she was spinning the ball well. She was executing her pitches. But yeah, in terms of the defense, I mean, Lauren Nett has been incredible for 4 years in terms of anywhere we put her defensively. That kid is going to give you her heart and soul. And I think today was a perfect depiction of how we get to see her every single day, just laying face down in the grass or in the dirt, trying to make any play possible for her teammates.
And then, can you just talk about the offense today? How do you think they approached at the plate?
Yeah, I think we got to do a better job. We had bases loaded a couple times and weren't able to execute. We have to have that timely hitting, and I think we are best when we get people on, right? We either move them over and we have that timely hit. And I feel like for us at this point, those have been few and far between. So we're finding ways to generate runs, which is great. We just got to find a way to capitalize on some of those earlier opportunities when we have multiple base runners on.
And obviously, you do have a very experienced team. Where do you think their mindset is going into the tournament, having a record, being nationally ranked? But the reality is, a lot of these conference games either A, went extra innings or only decided by a run or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know we have a dogfight in front of us, and I think this was a really great weekend to test that, right? I mean, we had to come back, we had to fight, we had to go to extra innings, we had to scrap our runs. I think that's a sign of a team that, for them, it's whether they're a front, whether they're behind. I mean, they're playing every single pitch. They're trying to keep this as simple as possible. If we have outs, we have a shot. And I think we always genuinely believe that, but we have to take care of ourselves and focus on what we can control and focus on what we can handle. And I think they did a really good job of that this weekend. But yeah, I mean, the Patriot League tournament is always a grind and it's always really tough. And everyone wants to beat everybody. So for us, we're hoping to win three games and control our own destiny.
And then finally, what's your message to the fans to get them to come out this weekend? And how important are they to the team's success?
Yeah, I mean, the energy, one, from our parents, it starts there. I mean, our parents have been incredible. They've taken over that center field wall. But yeah, no, it's when students, parents, friends, anyone comes out, right? You can feel that. And it's that energy that is so contagious that makes us just so much better. And you can hear it in the dugout, you can hear it in the stands. There's a lot of Terrier pride on our street. So we're super proud of it. But yeah, we'd love to have people piling in red. I can tell you that much.
And actually, one final thing, the team or the pitching staff is going to end the regular season ranked number one in the country for both shutouts and ERA. Just what has been the key for these three pitchers this year to have that accomplishment?
It's a lot of bullpens. That's a lot of hard work. That is a lot of time spent trying to, you know, fix their mechanics or, you know, figure out how to locate or throw live to our hitters. I mean, our offense and what we've been able to do, I credit that to the pitchers. I mean, our kids get to face three of the best pitchers all winter, all fall. Yeah, what they've been able to accomplish is remarkable. But, you know, it's funny. I think we wouldn't be where we are without the three of them. So, you know, all three are incredibly talented and all three bring something really special. And they're all different and they're all unique. But their camaraderie and their ability to stay together and believe in each other and celebrate each other, I think that is what's taken us to that next level. You know, when you can celebrate someone else's success, that's a really great sign for a championship team.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.